Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 24th, 1846, an act was passed in Barbados to establish a lazaretto for the reception of persons afflicted with leprosy. During the 19th century, this dreaded disease was rampant in Barbados, and local officials were seeking ways to contain it. In 1840, Reverend C.C. Cummins, Minister of St. Paul's, had established a meal society for the poor in the parish, which had erected several houses on a retired spot where, quote, lepers were received and their suffering soothed by Christian benevolence, unquote. In 1843, in an address to the legislature, the governor declared the time had come for the erection of a public lazaretto in Barbados. Eventually, on this day in 1846, the legislature approved the opening of a lazaretto on a spot without the city limits of Bridgetown and voted a sum of £2,000 for the purchase of suitable lands and buildings. It also approved the sum of £62.10 each to pay a surgeon and a superintendent to run the facility, plus a further sum to pay a matron and other staff. In these days of quarantining in Barbados because of the COVID-19 pandemic, one provision in the Act of 1846 sounds somewhat familiar, if couched in rather more authoritarian terms than in our own time. It read, "If any person afflicted with leprosy shall be at large asking alms or seeking precarious support, it shall be lawful for any police magistrate, upon the oath of at least one credible witness, to cause such an afflicted person to be apprehended and conveyed to the said asylum, there to be kept, taken care of, and maintained at the public expense, until he or she shall be duly discharged." A few months later, just over 2 acres of glebe land were purchased from the Anglican Church in St. Michael, in an area known as Bats, for the establishment of the lazaretto, while provision was made for the dead to be buried in tombs close to the beach at Bats Rock. The tombs would carry only the initials of the dead in order to save their families from the stigma that attached to the dreaded disease.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.